And now in the studio, we're joined by Ellen Sinopoli to talk about the performance on May 18th at The Egg. Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company is in residence at The Egg for nearly, 30 years? So welcome, Ellen. Nice to have you join us. Hi.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming into the studio.
We're actually in our 33rd season.
Oh, my goodness.
Resident company for 32.
Well, that's really something. That's a celebration. So you have four programs that you'll be
I have four
presenting?
Dances.
Four dances,
that
yeah.
will be performed.
And
correct.
How did you, what are you performing for us?
It sort of evolved from some initial concepts, but we have two dances from the early 2000s, 2003, 2008, when we created them. And then I have another two dances, one that created that was from late 2023 and early 2024.
Okay.
So there's almost 20 years in between the first two dances we're doing and the second two dances, which I think is fun. I'm curious as to what the audience might see as far as what our choreographic approach is, that type of thing.
So why did you combine these four, the two earlier ones with the two?
Well, initially I was going to try to do it decade by decade.
Oh.
And that didn't seem to quite work out with the pieces that I ended up wanting to do. So the first two dances, one is entitled Falling, the other one is entitled Compass. And these are with two musicians with whom I've collaborated quite a bit. Maria Zementowski and Brian Melick. Maria is plays classical Spanish guitar, and Brian is a percussionist.
Okay.
And I commissioned Maria to write the music for Falling, and then she and Brian both wrote the music for Compass. They are performing live, so that was part of it, that I felt like I couldn't ask them to come on the program and just do one dance. So there, we ended up deciding to do both. Plus, they will play a musical interlude in between those two dances. So that became one major aspect of the concert. And then I was commissioned by the University of Albany and Capitol Trio to do a new work, which is entitled Boundary Behavior. And we first premiered it at UAlbany in January. That, at that time, was to live music. That was not possible this time. The artists are traveling in London, so they can't be here. But what I've worked with Willie Marlowe quite a bit. Willie Marlowe is a visual artist. And this dance, Boundary Behavior, is about what happens, the exploration of what happens when boundaries become malleable, when they alter the space, when they shatter, when they reform, and how does that affect the humans that are in the space as well. And I came across some paintings/collages that Willie had done. They're fairly small. They're entitled Kites. They are abstractly kites, but they have a three-dimensional component to them.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it in any other way. But since I was looking at boundaries that alter space, I felt that these were doing that as well. So I decided, and I got her permission, to take five of these paintings/collages, put them into one image, have them draped in space, and that's going to be rear projected for this dance. And then the last piece, Seance, we first did in December at the Opalka Gallery in Albany in response to an exhibit that was entitled Seance that looked at spiritualism that was very popular during the late 1900s, maybe early 20th century. A friend of mine, a colleague of mine, Hilary Tan, had passed away unexpectedly last spring, almost a year ago, I've collaborated with her in the past. We worked together at Union College. I really wanted to do something to honor her. So I found a piece of music, and I ended up using that for that concert. And it's called "And the Snow Did Lie." Hillary is Welsh. She's from Wales. So there's that tie. And a lot of her pieces have a sense of that environment. But she also has very deep ties to Japan and the Japanese culture and Japanese music.
Wow.
And there's this mixing that occurs. So I wanted to honor her. So I was pleased with how the piece turned out in December. But bringing it from a gallery space onto a proscenium space, there were partial walls in the gallery. Well, they can't exist. So we're hanging fabric panels to represent that sense of, are they there? Are they not there? What is spiritual? What is human? They never disappear when they're behind them, but I'm trying to create this real and unusual environment of going back and forth.
Yeah.
So I've ended up creating a concert that I think honors four Capital Region artists.
I see. I was just going to ask you what the connecting was between these four. So they're all Capital Region artists.
Right.
But you use art besides music.
Oh, absolutely.
Like paintings. You've always done that.
Right.
And
sculptors and poets and architects when we did Spill Out. I mean, so yes, I've probably worked with more than 40 different kinds of people who create.
Isn't that great? Well, this is the end performance of the 23-24, right?
Correct.
This is the final performance this year.
At the Egg. The one thing I do want to mention is that Andre Robles, who's been with the company for 15 years, this is his last Egg performance. He's retiring.
Is he the gentleman I saw in Barker Park?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so he's leaving.
He's been threatening to do it for a few years. He's finally doing it.
Will you be doing any Barker Park performances this summer?
Actually, we are. We're working with the Torrey Music Hall. Probably late August we'll be doing one.
Because that's for children, basically.
Yeah, right.
And it's in the little park right across from wherever.
The conservatory and from the music hall.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So what's on the format for 24-25? Do you have some exciting things to
actually
tell us?
There is one thing I'd like to quickly talk about.
Sure.
The musicians of Mawuk.
Right.
We've been back and forth for many years trying to collaborate and do something. So we are actually performing with them in late January, and I'll be creating two new works for that. They're contemporary composers. One performance will be at the Schenectady County Community College, and the other performance will be at Capitol Rep Theater.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's a big project for us. I'll be spending all of fall creating.
Oh, congratulations.
With my dancers.
That's great. I was going to ask you more about your dancers, but I think we'll have to do that next time because we're just about out of time. But just for a quickie, if anyone wants any further information, they should go to your website.
They can go to sinopolidances.org. They can also call the Egg box office or go to the Egg website, which is theegg.org, and look up under dance, and our information will also be there.
Well, Ellen, thanks for 33 years of bringing professional dance to Troy in the Capital Region. So that's May 18th, 24th at 8 p.m.
Correct. And there's a prelude talk earlier. Some of the artists will be talking to the audience.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
So that was Ellen Sinopoli from the dance company, Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company.